you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
According as His divine power has given unto us all things that what? Pertain to what? Life. And what? Godliness. Through what again? The knowledge of Him that has called us unto glory and virtue. Glory and virtue is where we're going. But we can't get there without the knowledge of Him who has called us. As we receive the knowledge of Him, divine power is working out life and godliness in us. So one of the things, if we are able to appropriate the knowledge of God in Christ Jesus, is that it is the knowledge of God that convey His divine power. Let someone say His divine power. And mind you, there's a difference between divine power and manifesting power. Praise God. The divine power is different from what? Manifesting power. That is the power by which God wrought wonders. The power by which things are accomplished. That by which God changes the natural. He suspends the natural law. Praise God. He defiles the natural law. That's a dimension of power. But the divine power is doing something totally different. The essence of divine power is to change man. Is to what? Change man inside out. That's the purpose of divine power. The divine power is not intended to open eyes and raise dead. It will eventually do that because a changed life can undo the manifested power. Praise God. If we just keep changing, God can trust us with the anointing upon. If we fail to change, God can still gift us with the anointing upon. You know, there are two different things. If we refuse to change, we could be gifted with the anointing upon. And God could use us. But you know, there's a limit. There comes a time God becomes reluctant because of what? Abuse. We will abuse it. But if we keep changing, heaven can trust us with the anointing upon. So there's a difference between a man that is gifted with the anointing and a man that is trusted with the anointing. You know, the way God will say that, David, my servant, a man after my heart. Now, paraphrase. I'm going to trust Him with the anointing, with the resource, with everything it takes to fulfill all my pleasure. Because it's a man after my heart. Now, that's a changed man. But Saul definitely was never described as a man after the heart of God. How will you describe Saul, who was in search of donkeys, and he found kinship? What's that? Favor. Favor. So, that's a typical example of an individual gifted with the anointing. But you know, what brings us to the place where heaven can trust us is actually that the divine power is working out changing us. It is the divine power that brings about life. Life is the nature of God revealed in man. Zoe. It is the divine power that brings about godliness. Godliness is God's likeness. is a manifestation of his character and attribute in man. The divine power. Now, what brings that proximity to the divine power is the knowledge of Christ. So we don't relate with the knowledge of Christ as a common thing. We place high value on the knowledge. We approach the knowledge of Christ with a sense of awe. Praise God. And we relate with it with a sense of...
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.